Historical events change the nature of ordinary objects. They become the artifacts of a day the world should never forget. When the Japanese Empire's bombers destroyed the pride of America's Pacific Fleet in that early morning surprise attack on December 7, 1941, they were tied to their moorings, easy prey. Minette Lou McCabe is a development officer at Pacific Historic Parks. She's leading an effort to get those moorings restored, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Minette.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's describe what this effort is.
Well, first off, it's a little confusing. There's the effort to preserve the battleship mooring keys. Again, is it key, kay, or quay? Well, actually, they're all correct. I prefer the British pronunciation of key. But they're now about 75 years old, a little more than that, constructed in 1934, circa around that time. And due to two things, the damage from the actual attack, which was actually pretty minimal, and then the damage or deterioration after 75 years of being in a marine environment, the water has caused the steel, the rebar, and other just steel within the things to rust, the bolts, and they expand, physically expand, which causes the concrete to crack and fall up. So they're now falling into the water, and pretty much if you don't do anything, they're going to disappear completely. So with that, we thought it was a good time to begin the restoration effort.
Minette, if this effort doesn't go underway, it's a highly visible ruin, right?
Yes, it'll be pretty much they're the last remaining physical artifacts from the attack.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the time because damage will begin to escalate and there's going to be no going back. So pretty much they're launching, you know, this effort right now while, you know, the generation that experienced it is still around and has, you know, really cares about it. From a fundraising aspect, this is the time to do it when people can still remember.
Before the deterioration continues,
yes.
Right? You were also telling me that for someone of your generation who is a couple of generations removed from living memory of the Second World War, that these artifacts are especially important.
Yes. Again, I only heard about it from my grandparents. So while I understand the historic importance of it, it's a lot harder for me to just understand. The closest that I have experienced to something like this was 9/11 in my lifetime. And mm-hmm. So I realized the impact of it. However, if there is no physical structure for me to look at, it's harder for me to imagine what went on. So I think that, you know, having something physically there is very important for my generation and the much younger millennial generation now.
Well, because when you're in a place like that, you want to be able to, for one thing, get a sense of scale, yeah?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, there were 16 pairs of them on the south side of, 8 pairs of them, and they were on the south side of Ford Island.
Mm-hmm.
And the most Malka 3 are the ones that are part of the World War II Vallandigham Pacific National Monument, and the Arizona being tied to one of them. So they're quite visible.
How much is it going to cost to get these back to? And you want them in the state they were in that morning in 1941, right?
Well, that's actually a tricky question. Among preservation, they have not determined a plan yet. With preservation, you try to do as little as possible that, you know, pretty much what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been discussion and it's going to involve all the stakeholders on exactly what the plan of preservation is going to be. And, you know, there's always a debate. Do you make them look brand new? Do you make them look like, you know, they were right after attack? So it's a little tricky right now and they can't quite say yet. And it's going to, you know, they're going to follow the Secretary of Interior standards for preservation and then construction industry best practices and involve the input of all stakeholders first before they actually determine the plan. Also, we're a little bit hesitant to say the actual cost, but estimated right now will take 5 years and about $5 million.
You're getting some help in, assuming that your costs are met, you're getting some help in the actual restoration effort, aren't you?
Well, we have been selected as one of 20 national parks to compete in the Partners of Preservation grant competition. Partners in Preservation consists of the National Trust for Historic Preservation and American Express, and they're providing $2 million in funding. We are competing for a share of that. We requested $250,000 to launch the Smithsonian Keys restoration. And the winners will be determined by strictly public voting on the National Geographic website. It started last week Wednesday and runs to July 5th. The top vote getters, the top five out of the 20 parks, will receive their full funding request.
So people have an opportunity to weigh in on the importance of this, this effort, right?
The restoration of the Maury Keys is going to happen regardless, but this would be a huge boost to kind of launch that effort. So it is a nice chunk of money, and we definitely hope that we get it.
Yeah.
And but I think as of this morning, we were in fourth place. So if we just maintain that ranking, we should get our full funding. So please vote.
So people, local people can kind of make a difference in this, yeah?
Yes. We need you to go online, go to www.voteyourpark.org and log in with your email or Facebook and vote every day for us. You could also win a trip to Yellowstone as part of it.
Can you vote? When you say vote every day, can you vote more than once?
if you vote with maybe a different email or a different account, yes. But it's pretty much one vote for. You can vote up to five parks, actually.
Uh-huh.
But definitely make sure you vote for Pearl Harbor. We're the only Hawaii park. We're up against some big heavy hitters. And
well, we wish you luck.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Minette. Minette Lou McCabe is the development officer at Pacific Historic Parks, a nonprofit that supports various park sites in Hawaii and the Pacific. And a free open house is being held at the Pearl Harbor Visitor Center the weekend of June 18th and 19th to promote the Mooring Keys project.